آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to one and all. Allah accept us for His deen. May Allah enable us to serve His deen. May Allah enable us to do what is right, to say what is right, to practice what is right in a correct manner. We were in the discussion of Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu and the expedition of Yarmouk. And what was amazing is during this expedition, Hazrat Khalid gave da'wah to a man by the name of George, Jarja. Interestingly, George came forward asking for Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu, and he asked questions about Islam. And Hazrat Khalid so perfectly, so wisely responded to him. And then he wanted more time. Hazrat Khalid, during the expedition, took him one side, took him into his fustat, his tent, taught him wudu, helped him in wudu, performed two raka'at with him. The Romans were actually under the understanding that their leader, this is one of their senior commanders, is actually planning to assassinate Hazrat Khalid, and this was just a treacherous maneuver of his. Then they attacked the Muslims. So the battle ensued. And when Jarja came out of the tent with Hazrat Khalid, they both were striving in Allah's way alongside each other. And Jarja was fighting against his own Roman people for Islam, for the sake of Islam. Amazing is how a man changed his life. And what was amazing is Hazrat Khalid, in the thick of battle, took out time to explain the beauty of Islam to one individual. They learned this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the value of every brother and the value, my sister, of every sister. But take out time, invite each other, work on each other, give time to one person to teach, to guide what you know already, O brother Muslim, O sister Muslimah, is a lot. The world needs that too. Alhamdulillah. So let's not feel that what do we have to teach? No, what you have is a lot. That also the world is pining for. People are looking for Allah. Take out the time and share the truth with them. You'll be amazed at how people would attentively listen to you. Most of whom would not even ask questions, but they would appreciate the fact that you're trying to explain the truth to them. They would say, you know what you're sharing with us? We really didn't know. And you'll find that the simple questions that they ask, you already know the answers. And certain questions they may pose that you don't know. Simple. You say, I don't know. And you find out from our ulama kiram, you find out from Mufti Sahab. Alhamdulillah. But each one, let's play our part. During this expedition, Allahu Akbar, the battle ensued. It was a fierce battle. The famous battle against the Romans, Yarmouk. Hazrat Khalid's endeavors, efforts, maneuvers, subhanAllah. And during the expedition, mail came from Madinah Munawwarah. And as it arrived, the man bearing the message is looking for Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu. He finally is followed by everyone because they all are interested to know what's the news from Madinah Munawwarah. When he comes to Hazrat Khalid and he presents the letter, and Hazrat Khalid sees the content, it was a really sad report. Hazrat Khalid asked him, did you divulge this information to anyone? He said, no. Hazrat Khalid said, you have done well. Because as he was coming, looking for the commander, Hazrat Khalid, radiallahu anhu, everyone was following him right and left, wanting to know what's the information. He just would say that everything is fine, Madinah Munawwarah as well. But what was the actual information was Hazrat Abu Bakr had just departed from this transitory world. Allahu Akbar. This was sad. But Hazrat Khalid didn't want this news to break the morale of his men who were striving for Allah. This would weaken them internally. He would tell them when the time was right, and he applauded the action of the letter bearer. the postman. Another message came, but there's different reports here. Did this letter come to Khalid or did it come to Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhum? And that was another letter. And what was that letter? That was another letter carrying information that the main commander is now replaced. So Hazrat Khalid is no longer the commander of the army, the general commander. He's no longer the general. And now it is none other than Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu. Putting the reports together, it seems that this letter came to Hazrat Abu Ubaidah, Amir ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu, a very senior sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man loved by Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. On one occasion, Hazrat Umar asked a few men sitting by the masjid, "What would your wish be?" And each one, sahaba understood it, that my wish to do for Allah. One would say, "I would love an entire structure full of wealth to spend in the way of Allah." And they made their wishes, "I want to strive in Allah's way." Hazrat Umar said, "I wish for a hall full of men like Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu to help me serve humanity and strive for Allah and lead the affairs of the Ummah." Hazrat Umar loved Abu Ubaidah. He is known as Aminu Hadihi al-Ummah. He is one of the Ashara Mubashara radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was so humble, subhanallah. On one occasion when our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to help Hazrat Amr ibn al-As, who was out in Allah's way, and who was also one of the commanders. When Hazrat Abu Ubaidah arrived, Hazrat Amr ibn al-As was the commander of those troops. So Hazrat Abu Ubaidah was expecting that Amr would be under him. But Amr radiallahu anhu wanted to be in charge because Rasulullah sent him as the first Amir. But Abu Ubaidah says, "Oh Amr, if you want to continue as the Amir, I will agree. I don't want to fight with you." So Hazrat Abu Ubaidah was a very humble, giving soul, subhanallah. Very similar in nature to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. But here, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah is appointed as the commander. But imagine, Abu Ubaidah remains silent. He didn't go to Hazrat Khalid immediately to say, "See where the letter hails from. You are no longer the commander." He didn't do anything like that. Everything carried on like normal. Everyone under Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu, whom in actual fact is junior to Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. And after some days, when Hazrat Khalid did get information from another source, then he comes to Abu Ubaidah saying that you are actually the commander and you greeting me with that position of Amir and performing salah behind me, you shouldn't have. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah said, "You are my brother. If you were leading the Ummah, you're doing it so well. What difference does it make? I didn't want you to get the information from me. And when the time was right, I would have told you. We are both working for the same cause." Subhanallah. Amazing is Abu Ubaidah. Amazing is Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Khalid was not upset that Hazrat Umar removed him from being the general. He knew Hazrat Umar knows better. Hazrat Umar is the Khalifa. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah was not wanting that position. He was taking it as a responsibility. Now the forces of Batil try and put doubts in our hearts concerning the pure-hearted nature of the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum. And na'udhu billah, they, subhanallah, due to their whisperings in their hearts, devilish whisperings, they try and gutsily say that Hazrat Umar had it in for Khalid, na'udhu billah, and it was some rivalry or there's some past incident that caused Hazrat Umar to do so. Never, ya Allah. Hazrat Umar did what he felt was best for the Ummah. Hazrat Khalid is great. His achievements are phenomenal. Hazrat Umar knows that. But Hazrat Umar knows that Abu Ubaidah is senior than Khalid. He embraced Islam years prior to Khalid. He is Badri. He is Ashara Mubashara. Hazrat Khalid is a great Sahabi.
But he can never be compared to Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. And Hazrat Umar didn't remove him completely. Hazrat Umar felt Hazrat Khalid's bravery and valorism was so great, it is too much for a general. A general has to be more considerate of even the weaker men. So Hazrat Umar wanted Hazrat Khalid's bravery, but he wanted it to be curbed under someone senior than him, who could correct him if he was wrong, meaning in certain decisions. And who better to correct him than a Sahabi senior than him? So that was the wisdom of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And Hazrat Umar also wanted the Ummah to preserve their Aqidah, because there was a common slogan spreading rapidly that we are winning because of Khalid. Hazrat Umar wanted each one, every child, every male, every female, every young and every old to say that we win with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace. Allah is the controller. Allah is the doer. And when we do a'mal, Allah's help will be with us. And he wanted to show them. Let's see, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah and others will lead, and the Ummah will be an a'mal. Allah's help will still be with us. Not that Hazrat Umar deprived the Ummah of Hazrat Khalid. And Hazrat Khalid also, now that he was removed from that highest position, he still continued serving for Allah. And this was his reaction. The same Allah I served for prior is the same Allah I will serve for right now. Imagine. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Yehi Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He strove for Allah. He led his troops. And inshallah we will discuss the bravery and the heroism that he still portrayed. Alhamdulillah. But now under Hazrat Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhum. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to love the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. May Allah enable us to serve them, to emulate them, to follow them. I want to share these few amazing reports narrated by Abdurrahman bin Salim bin Abdurrahman bin Utba bin Uwaym bin Sa'idah from his father, from his grandfather Utba radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Utba said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that inna Allah ta'ala ikhtara li ashaban. Allah chose for me my sahaba radiallahu anhu. Wa ja'alahum li ansaran wa wuzara. Allah made them my helpers, my supporters, and those who carry the burden of my deen, wa wuzara, they carry the wizard, the burden, the responsibility of my deen. Whoever reviles them, belittles them, mocks them, upon him will be the curses of Allah and the malaika and humanity in totality. فَمَنْ سَبَّهُمْ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. This is reported by Ibn Manda, Abu Nu'aym. Ibn al-Athir brings this in Ustul Ghaba, in page 816. Razin reports that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu reports marfu'an that our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I asked Allah that the difference of opinion amongst my sahaba radiallahu anhum after me, would there be differences of opinion? Would there be differences? Allah revealed to me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your sahaba to me are like the stars, and every one of them has nur. وَلِكُلِّ النُّورِ. Whoever follows them, and every one of them has guidance. فَهُوَ عِنْدِي عَلَى هُدَى. Whoever follows them is on guidance by me. So, let's remember, the Sahaba are the best. And this Ummah is very special, because we have the guidance of Deen, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran, the Sunnah, and the Sahaba kiram. رضي الله عنهم أولئك أصحاب النبي وحزبه ولولاهم ما كان في الأرض مسلم ولولاهم كادت تميد بأهلها ولكن رواسيها وأوتادها هم ولولاهم كانت ظلاما بأهلها ولكن هم فيها بدور وأنجم. Those are the Sahaba, the followers of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his men, the Sahaba kiram رضي الله عنهم. Had it not been for them, there wouldn't be a Muslim on the face of the earth. Had it not been for them, the earth would shudder and shake, because it would be judgment day, because Deen would have died if it wasn't for Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So the actual mountains and pillars and pegs of the earth is the Sahaba radiallahu anhu.
Had it not been for them, the earth would be dark. They are actually the stars and the lanterns of humanity's guidance. May Allah enable us to love them, to follow them, to learn about them, and to share their message with the entire globe. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ